know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey y'all,
I am a cool soror of.
What's up y'all? I'm a cool soror of.
Hi, I am a cool soror of.
It's the Cool Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali.
Well, hello, good people. I hope you have had a fabulous day so far. Thank you so much for clicking the download button and the subscribe button here on the Cool Soror Podcast. Hey there. Well, today, I'm speaking to you on Monday evening, and obviously you will hear this starting Tuesday. So today was our premiere show on Sister Circle Live on TV One nationwide. And of course, we are in a few other markets across the United States. So if you had a chance to look at it, thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely appreciate that. We've got definitely got some good vibes going, some good chemistry going. Got a tighten some things up technically, but that is to be expected, of course, with a new show. So, really happy. I actually was riding to work this morning and just had a moment. I had a moment because it was very surreal. You know, you spend a whole lot of time just trying to figure out what your life is going to look like. And then you have these dreams that you feel like you can't even, they're so big you can't accomplish. But I guess that's what they say, you know, make sure your dreams are just bigger than what you could even ever imagine. And even then, it's not big enough. But in 2016, I've stated this on the podcast before, but if you are new, this will be new to you. But in 2016, I wrote in a journal that I wanted to be in a situation on a television show or obtain a gig, as I put it, that will showcase my talent on a daily basis. And I that wish was granted as of today. And I'm just so very grateful. And the whole moment walking out there on set was very surreal for me, very surreal. And well, I know it was surreal for the four other co-hosts on the show, Selena Johnson, Kiana Dancy, Quad Webb Lunsford, and Q Latham, along with our amazing production team. And just recently, I was talking to my friend Tracy Sapp, who has become a great friend in my adulthood. You know, people always talk about no new friends when you are a certain age, but she's one of those people that has truly become a friend. And we were talking about, being on standby. She must have mentioned something and said the word standby. I was like, wow, I'm no longer on standby. And I just kind of paralleled that to when we fly on standby. You know, you go and you check in with the agent, put your name on the list, and there could be 10 people that are on that standby list. There could be two, there could be five. And you're taking the risk that you simply may not make the flight. And that's not to say you'll never make the flight, because obviously it is always our goal flying standby to make the flight. And I was like, wow, I should use that on a solo podcast. And I thought about, like, many times, not only in my life, but in all of our lives, we feel like everything is on standby. Everything is something that we are anticipating that has not come into fruition. And I am here to tell you that there will be a time when your name gets called and you will have to then determine if you are going to take the flight and make that next transition into what it is that you are supposed to be doing. And we can say, we can equate it to a flight. You are on the runway, you take off, you're coasting, and then you hit some turbulence. You hit some bumps in the road. You may fall down. You ever been on a flight where there's an air pocket and you're like, oh God, this is it. Oh, it's over. And you feel the plane dropping, and it may be a few hundred feet. I don't know. In terms of what happens when they hit those air pockets. But I know it feels like eternity, and it could be only 3 or 4 seconds, but it feels like eternity. But things like that will drop, or you'll fall in life. But just like a plane, it starts to ascend again. And that is what happens in life. You start to ascend again, and you're coasting, and you are on your way to your final destination. And that's kind of how I felt today. I kind of felt that my name got called. I was no longer on standby, and I took my rightful seat on the plane. I got buckled up. I said my prayer, trusted the pilot, said a prayer for he or she, trusted the flight attendants and everybody who are there and trained to take care of the passengers, i.e. the angels, that they would be surrounded and they would be guided by a higher force. And that is how I am looking at this next phase, or this new phase of my life, hoping and praying that everyone who is a part of this production are the angels that need to take not only me, but everybody that is involved with this particular project to whatever their next level is. But I know, as with a flight, there'll be bumps in the road, but how do you recover? There will be turbulence, there will be air pockets, but are you going to let the fear get the best of you and allow you to stay in that air pocket? Or will you ascend when things feel like they are falling from beneath your feet? You today are no longer on standby. Your name is being called. But what will you do once your name is called? We have to be responsible with the platform. We have to be responsible with wherever you are and wherever you're going. All of us have a responsibility by the way we act, by the way we help others, by the way we conduct ourselves. And I made a promise to God. I remember I was in Walmart somewhere in Lithonia, I think, and I was 22 years old, 20, maybe 21. And I told God, I said, God, if you ever give me the platform, I will make sure to be really responsible with it. And I am doing that. I know this has been a recurring theme on some of the solo podcasts, but I think that, you know, as we gain more and more listeners to this great podcast, they too need to hear this. But you have to be responsible and obedient with the platform. And I know that I'm doing that. I know that God has me in this place for a reason. And I know this because of the way, or the gift that God has given me to make other people feel warm, feel welcome, and feel like they play just the same role that someone who is a high level executive. Because you just never know whose lives you are changing by the way you handle yourself and by the way you treat people. I know that I am being used in that way to help lift everybody around me up. And I made that promise to God. I made that promise to myself. And I want to be that type of person that can make a difference, not only with my castmates, but everybody down to the PAs, to the executive producer. And when you get the call, it is time for you to make sure you have the utmost honor and respect for the position that you have been given. The utmost respect and honor for the position that you have been given. It's a gift, and we shall not take that gift lightly. I think a lot of people, when they get in position to make a difference or to have influence, they take it too lightly and they feel like, well, I just have this position and I'm not responsible for what other people think or what other people. Yeah, we kind of are. No matter what sphere of influence that you're in, it could be in corporate, can be a nonprofit. You can be an entrepreneur. You are influencing someone around you. You have a platform. Everybody has a platform, but are you responsible with it once you get off the standby list? Are you responsible enough to make sure that everyone around you is succeeding? Are you responsible enough to make sure that everyone around you feels comfortable and they feel like you appreciate what they do? You have to appreciate what other people do, because everybody is part of the puzzle. Everybody's part of the puzzle to make something that is great work. Everybody is important. Everybody is equally important. So when you get off the standby list, or when your name is called, when your name is called, you have to ask yourself, are you responsible enough to put on that seatbelt, pray for guidance, and be able to withstand the bumps in the road and the air pockets and continue to ascend until you reach the final destination that is our landing? What will you do? What will you do when your name is called from the standby list? So you have to be responsible, as stated. You have to make sure that you are just being real with everyone around you, making sure people feel great, and just being a leader in your space. Be a leader in your space. This has been just the last week and a half have just kind of been filled with joy and sorrow. Many of you know I grew up a swimmer, and our relay broke several records in DeKalb County. Summer Swim League, one that withstood the test of time. We broke it in 1985, and it was just broken a few years ago. But that relay team, which was comprised of myself, Angela Wilborn, Tominika Haven, and Sherlonda Pitts, all of us went to college on swimming scholarships. Each of the ladies were in my wedding when I got married to my husband Brian in 2002. And just last Monday, I got a phone call from one of our swim team members, our relay members, Angela Wilborn. And she told me that Tominika was sick and very sick. And she had been battling cancer for a few years, and she just chose not to tell her friends because she did not want to feel like she was a burden. And she passed away 4 days later. So it's been very tough for, you know, to lose a friend, to lose a peer. But I think of her mother who lost her eldest daughter. I think of her siblings who lost their sister. I think of her swim team members at Howard. I think of all of the alumni. I think of all of her chemical engineering classmates. I think of all of those people and the lives that she was able to touch by her influence. But the great thing about Tominika is that she lived life to the fullest. I mean, every time I turned around, she was taking a trip to Hawaii. She was going to Japan. She was hanging out with her friends and family and the things that really meant so much to her. And it just really made me tear up even more when I went to go visit her family the night she passed away. And she had a picture of our relay team of the three ladies. I guess they were about to hit the town. I wasn't there. I was like, where was I? But then she had a picture, or she had a magazine where I was on the cover of it on her coffee table. And her dad and her mom always said that she was just extremely proud of me. But little did she know, I was always extremely proud of her, and I always bragged on her and how she was the smartest of the crew. She was two grades ahead of us, but she was our same age. So not only did she start school early, but she got skipped. Just a brilliant, beautiful woman whose soul just was just impeccable. She had an impeccable soul, and I'm going to speak at her homegoing services this Friday. So while I'm having these extreme highs of happiness regarding this opportunity with the new show that I'm on, I've had to deal with, you know, losing a friend and thinking how, you know, she didn't want to share that part of her life with, you know, some folks that were close to her. But you have to respect that decision. I just hope that she knows how much we loved her and appreciated her friendship. And I think of her life, how she took her life and embraced it. And when she got the call to be taken off standby, when she got the call to go ahead and live her destiny, she did it. And she did it unapologetically. And we all should live that way once our name is called to be released from the standby list. So if you take nothing from what I have said today, just know that you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to be your very best self. And your very best self means that you are being your very best self, not only for you, but for those who are witnessing what you are doing and following your leadership. What a surreal moment to interview Wendy Williams on your first ever show. And Wendy Williams has paved the way. People can say what they want to about Wendy, but I know that she has paved the way for women like me who started off their careers in radio and are now in television and have dreams to be in television. So to any girl who's out there in radio, any woman who's out there in radio and had those desires to be in television, full time doing what you want to do, it is absolutely possible. It is absolutely possible. Just be responsible wherever you are on the standby list. If you're waiting, then you have a responsibility even while you're waiting on the standby list. And I know that I'll be back on the standby list once, you know, you fulfill one purpose, you have to fulfill another one. And so that's what life is all about. It's cyclical. It goes in cycles. But just be responsible when you have reached each cycle of your life. Live your life to the fullest. Live your life like Tamanika led her life. Stand by. What will you do when your name is called? I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to me vent and express my feelings on this day. And hopefully it will help you in some way, shape, or form, because you never know who may have needed this today. We'll have a fresh new show, a brand new show on Thursday. Keep them rolling. If you have suggestions on who you think we should interview, please make sure you email us at cool@coolsoror.com. That's cool@coolsoror.com. And also, if you visit our website, coolsoror.com, we have journals. That's right. We're starting off with AKA journals. And these journals are the hardcover. The paper is beautifully thick. I'm a journal girl. And it has quotes on about every 10th to 15th page. There's a quote from an AKA who's been on the podcast. And so, of course, we will have Delta journals. We will have Zeta journals and Sigma Gamma Rho journals. So please definitely be on the lookout for that. So we are serving you, and you can get your journal, $25, on coolsoror.com. Click the products button, okay? And we have a slew of new t-shirts and ways that you can order new t-shirts on the website as well. So yeah, we are growing. We are continuing to spread our wings, and we're so glad that you are a part of that process. So make sure you're liking us on Facebook. Please make sure you are following us on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure you tell someone to leave a 5-star review on the Cool Soror podcast. And subscribe. Big shout out to a young lady I met from Savannah who came up to the Pretty Girl Sweat Fest here in the ATL. She heard about it on the podcast. Thank you. I hope you had a fabulous time, and it was a pleasure meeting you. Love it. All right, guys, have an amazing day. Do your very best to be your very best, and I will see you soon. Love ya.